This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
Hi guys, I'm so happy to have all of you here with me today. Today's episode is all about loving yourself more. What do you think is the value of doing so? Can that really resolve majority of your problems? Tune in to find out. But before we begin, I'd like to thank my podcast management group, Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, and my producer, Miko, for this wonderful opportunity to inspire beyond borders. Are you ready to begin? Let's start the show.
A feel-good podcast filled with beautiful, thought-provoking reflections.
What is it in your life that you want to become? Who do you want to be?
And inspiring, soulful stories to help you become your authentic, unapologetic, grandest version of yourself. Your own hashtag best me ever.
You begin to ask yourself why. You find yourself lonely, depressed, feeling unworthy, unloved, doubting yourself, and asking this question. Why me? Why did it have to happen to me?
Hosted by Global Master Coach and international best-selling author, Mike Celis.
Hey guys, while jogging this morning, I had a random reflection. Is there really a one-size-fits-all solution to all problems in this world? Okay, let me be politically correct about that. A solution to most of the problems that a certain person has. Sounds better, right? I know, running around can make me think of the darnest things at times, but I think it's valid though. Hey, wouldn't that be awesome if we have that answer that will end our misery as we say goodbye to all our pains and worries? Now, let me take you towards that journey. Why don't you first, take a time off and think about it. In your opinion, what would be that solution to all your problems? I know, you don't have to hurry. Take your time. Much like how I go about spending my mornings jogging and allowing myself to sweat buckets and then having my healthy meals, so that I make sure that I'm in tip-top shape whenever I go to work and spend the whole day perhaps coaching, answering interviews, and writing in between. This morning, though, I got lucky. You know why? I think I have figured out what that one perfect solution to all problems may be. Are you ready to hear this? Okay, the one solution to most, okay, emphasis on this, of your problems right now is to just love yourself more. Say what? Yep, just love yourself more. I know it may sound crazy and overpromising at first, but seriously, after reflecting time and again on this matter about what really worked for me in the past few years, I can definitely vouch for this. Allow me to show you how loving yourself more can help you resolve most of your problems on hand right now. And I kid you not. When you're feeling stressed at work, or life in general, I think this is the most common thing that we experience from time to time. Just love yourself more and allow yourself to slow down, pause, and rest if you must. You deserve to have that break and take care of yourself too. Loving yourself means recognizing your own needs and wants and the fact that you also matter. When you're in pain and you need to heal, just love yourself more. Allow yourself to feel and deal with your emotions without forgetting that you are entitled to grieve and take things one step at a time, one day at a time. Loving yourself means being honest with how you feel and allowing yourself to grow with your emotions without any form of judgment. When you're feeling anxious about what the future may bring, just love yourself more. Focus on appreciating what you still have here and now and let go of the things beyond your control. Loving yourself means trusting yourself and the process more because that's the best thing you can do as of the moment. And guess what? It's more than enough. When you're feeling angry and frustrated about the things that didn't go as planned, love yourself more. Know that better days are ahead and you don't have to waste a single one stressing over what could have been. It's no use. Instead, know that loving yourself means being present and grateful for the best is yet to come.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
When you feel unloved and unworthy because someone left you hanging or broke your heart, just love yourself more. Loving yourself means seeing that you are whole no matter what happens to you. It means instead of being disheartened, be inspired to start all over again, create new memories, and become the person you're meant to be so that when you're ready, the right one will come along and make you realize why it didn't work out before. Loving yourself means remembering all other people who genuinely love and care for you and all those who decided to stay and those whose lives you've changed in your own way. Give yourself more credit. You are light and love. When you feel that you're not good enough, just love yourself more. Loving yourself means acknowledging how far you've gone and celebrating your progress in your own way. It means being secured and always driven to be better as you stay committed to yourself and to your growth. You'll make it someday. Trust me on this. When you feel that you hate yourself and you're blaming yourself left and right, just love yourself more. Loving yourself means embracing your flaws and forgiving yourself for not knowing better. You deserve second chances and even more. When you have to close chapters in your life, just love yourself more. Loving yourself means knowing that life goes on. And at the end of the day, by choice, so can you. Hang on. And I can actually go on and on with this list. But I think you got my point across. But now, I also want you to join me in this reflection. So close your eyes and reflect. What problems do you have at present? How can loving yourself more resolve those? What can help loving yourself more become easier for you? Whatever your answers may be, I want you to know that you can never go wrong whenever you come from a space of love. Because that way, majority of your problems will always cease to exist. And you get to continue on to your own journey towards becoming your authentic, unapologetic, and grandest version of yourself. Your very own hashtag best me ever. Just another reason to love yourself more, I guess. So after listening to this, please don't forget to tell yourself this message. Dear self, I love you more. So there you have it, guys. Thank you for joining me today. If you like this episode, feel free to like and subscribe to my podcast. And don't forget to follow me on my social media pages or visit www.coach-mikecelis.com for more details. If you haven't gotten the latest copy of my book yet, now available in Amazon, called #BestMeEver, My Life Advice, a certified international bestseller, please do so. It's actually life-changing. Ask those who actually got it. Now, much like how we end every episode, I want you to remember that wherever you are right now, whatever you've been through, whatever you're going through, or whatever still awaits you, know that it's okay, simply because you're on your way to become your own #BestMeEver. My name is Coach Mike Celis. Until then, bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, powered by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab. Kangaroo Fern is Australia's independent video and podcast management agency with the mission to help individuals and entrepreneurs to start their own podcast and harness the power of podcasting. Book now via www.kangaroofern.com. Are you ready to finally start your own podcast? Maybe you already have one, but need a podcast manager to help you level up. We're here for either. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.